So let's review. The Gemara had discussed on the previous daf the Nahar Dinur, a river of fire which plays various functions in the upper world. The Gemara continues that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the waters of this river were poured over the members of 974 generations that the Gemara explains were kumtu, were supposed to be born, but instead were placed in Gehenna. The Gemara continues, as Rashi explains, that as the Pasuk says, Davar Tzivala Elavdar, the Torah was originally supposed to be given after 1,000 generations. However, Hashem saw that the world cannot exist for that long without Torah, and so the Torah was given after 26 generations, as from Adam Arishon until Moshe Rabbeinu spanned 26 generations. As such, the members of the 974 generations were spread out throughout future generations. According to Rav Shimon Chassid, these were the Azipanim in each generation. While according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, these refer to the Talmidei Chachamim that Hashem planted throughout the generations. The Gemara continues its discussion about Nahar Dinar and teaches that each day angels are created from this river of fire, who then sing Shira before Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Chadashim Labakarim Rabba Bonasecha. The Gemara says that this teaching conflicts with the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, who teaches that the Malachim are created from the Dibur of Hashem and not from the Nahar Dinar, as the Pasuk states, Bidva Hashem, Shemayim Nasu, Uberach Piv, Kol Tzavam. The Gemara continues, Ki Asr Rav Dimi Amar, Shmeine Esri Kololois, Kilil Yishaya Es Yisrael Ha. Yishaya HaNabi cursed Bnei Yisrael with 18 curses, stating that Hashem will remove 18 levels of Torah scholars from the Jews, those who are well-versed in the Torah, Mishnayis, Gemara, Judges, and various other Torah scholars. Yet it was not pacified, said the Gemara, until the Jews were admonished, Yirhavu hanar bezokin, v'hanikla benichbad, that a young person will act arrogantly to his elders, and those that take religion lightly will act inappropriately to the righteous. The Maharsha explains that while he gave over the original curses, he felt bad for Klal Yisrael. However, when he related this last nevuah, he knew that this is one of the signs of Mashiach, and so he was pacified as he understood that the curses were padded with consolation of imminent redemption. The Gemara continues, Amrev Katina, Afil b'shas k'shloina shal Yerushalayim le'paskum hem bali emona. Even in the time of the downfall of Yerushalayim, there were always people who kept to the true faith. While the Gemara challenges this from another brisa, stating that lechorv Yerushalayim at she'paskum imena bali emona, that Yerushalayim was destroyed only after there were no more people loyal to the faith, the Gemara resolves this by explaining, Habedivri Torah, habemasa matan. That regarding Torah matters, there were still righteous people who were loyal to the true faith. However, in monetary matters, the fabric of society eroded to the point that there were no more faithful people engaging in honest business. The Gemara relates several stories of Tanoim who expounded on the teachings of Ma'aseh Merkava, the secrets of the throne of Hashem. The Gemara tells of how Rabbi Elazar ben Arach delivered a lesson before his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, regarding Ma'aseh Merkava, and the fire descended from heaven surrounding all the trees, who in turn began singing praises of Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai proceeded to kiss his Talmud Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenasan ben La'avram Avinu, Shiyadea Lehaven V'lachker V'lidrish ben Ma'aseh Merkava. Blessed is Hashem, who has given an offspring to Avram Avinu, who can expound these delicate and deep teachings of the secrets of the Torah. The Gemara relates further that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin were also expounding the teachings of Ma'aseh Merkava when clouds formed in the middle of the summer, showing the form of a rainbow. And the heavenly angels all gathered around to listen to the teachings of these great Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, upon hearing this, praised them as well, saying, Ashreichem v'asher yolodetchem asher einai shekachro. Fortunate is I who have been zeicha to see you, my great Talmidim, expounding these precious secrets of the Torah. The Gemara continues with the famous Gemara. Tarabon arba nechnasu bepardes. There were four Tanoim who entered the Pardes, which, as Rashi explains, Ol l'rekia al yedei shem, rose to the heavens by proclaiming a holy name of Hashem. The four were Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, Acher, Rebbe Kiva. The Gemara relates, Ben Azai hits its umes. Ben Azai looked where he was forbidden and passed away. Ben Zayma hits its benifka. Ben Zayma looked where he was forbidden and his mind was affected. Acher kits its benetius. Acher, which the Gemara explains further, was referring to Rebbe Elisha ben Avuya, compromised his faith, Rahman al-Tzlan. Rabbi Kiva Yatzeh b'Shalom, while Rabbi Kiva was the only one who was zecha to exit in peace without having been negatively affected in any way. There are many perushim given to explain this Gemara. The Ben Yehuda quotes Rabbi Chaim Vital, who explains that these four great tzaddikim each set out to try and rectify the sin of Adam HaRishon. Three of them did not succeed. Only Rabbi Kiva, who was on a very exalted level, succeeded in accomplishing his task as he was nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom.